The Diamond of Drury Lane by Julia Golding. Read by Finty Williams. A note to the reader. Be warned that the story you are about to read is not for the squeamish. I intend to bring you life as I live it. This is not the world of the drawing room and country estate, but backstage at Drury Lane and on the streets of London. If you want to survive in my neighbourhood, you have to be prepared to use coarse language that packs a verbal punch. I include a glossary at the back to assist you. But are you bold enough to follow me? If so, read on. Catherine, Cat, Royal. London, January 1790. Curtain rises. Prologue. A riot. Reader, you are set to embark on an adventure about one hidden treasure, two bare-knuckle boxers, three enemies and 438 rioters. It is told by an ignorant and prejudiced author, me. My name is Cat Royal, though how I came to be called this I will explain later. For the moment I will start with the riot, for that was where the story really began. It was the opening night of Mr. Salter's new play, The Mad Father. I sat, as usual, curled up behind a curtain in the manager's box, watching the audience as much as I watched the stage. I love a full house. There is always so much to see. The vast auditorium was packed. All London was there, from the flash dandies in the pit to the eight-penny harlots high up in the gods. Candles blazed in the chandeliers, catching on the jewels and polished fans of the ladies in the boxes. It was a gorgeous display.